Fidel Castro has so far not appeared at an elaborate military parade in Havana today that was also to be his 80th birthday tribute. The event was a commemoration of the 50th anniversary of Cuba's Revolutionary Armed Forces. The original birthday celebration was postponed this summer after emergency surgery forced Mr. Castro to temporarily cede power to his brother, Defense Minister Raul Castro. Because Mr. Castro had himself suggested today's tribute could also mark his birthday, there had been speculation he might appear. Gary Marks of the Chicago Tribune is at the event. He joins us from Havana. Gary, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Scott.
And are they, could conceivably Mr. Castro just be a big finale, or is there a feeling that he's just not going to be able to appear at today's parade?
No, he's not going to show up, Scott. The parade is just ending right now, and he hasn't appeared, and really, the parade was led by Raul Castro, the defense minister and the interim leader of the country right now.
So, Gary, what's your assessment and those of people around you of the significance of the fact that Mr. Castro didn't appear today?
Well, I think it confirms what all of us really know, which is that he's very, very ill. It doesn't mean that he's going to die in the next month or so, but he could, and really the succession, or as the Cubans say, the continuity of power now has taken place, and Raul Castro is firmly in control.
So there's no longer a feeling that this cession of power was temporary, it's marked a real passage in Cuban history now?
I absolutely believe that. I think a new era has begun, and the fact that Fidel was not here today really symbolically shows that. I mean, we were all speculating, the media who live here, that he was going to make the best effort possible to get here. The fact he's not here, again, doesn't mean that he's on death's door, but it does mean that he's very, very ill. He could live, a week, he could live a month, he could live a year, but literally he's stepping back from power, and Raul and the other leaders around him have now taken over.
And what pressures does Raul Castro now face to hold on to power without his brother there to take an active role, and even among the circle of younger Cuban leaders?
Well, there's tremendous pressure on him, as you know, Scott. You know Cuba. I mean, Raul Castro is not Fidel Castro. He doesn't have the historical weight, and he doesn't have the charisma, and Cubans understand that. So there's really tremendous pressure for him to open up the economy. I'm not saying right away, but over a period of time, to improve the living standards here. People are really tired of living under really tough conditions.
And inevitable pressure about elections?
Oh, I don't think so. I think that's a whole different story.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that Raul did say in his speech that was interesting, he blasted the U.S. in much of his speech here, but he did hold out an olive branch. He said he'd be willing to negotiate with the U.S. government on equal terms. Now, he said that before, but to say that this speech here, I think he may be sending some sort of signal. So that's the situation right now.
Gary Marks of the Chicago Tribune speaking with us from Havana. Thanks for being with us, Gary.
Thanks, Scott. It was a pleasure.